Mitt Romney and his wife Ann began their big day voting in the town of Belmont, Massachusetts, where they have lived for more than 40 years. A couple years ago, the Romneys moved to this townhome. Their place is identical to the others, except for the Secret Service car parked outside. The Romneys raised their five sons not too far from here, in this spacious seven-bedroom house, also in Belmont, with a tennis court. They sold the estate for $3.5 million. Steve Meltz stopped by to take a picture, hoping later Tuesday night it might be known as a former house of a new president.
I've always had a lot of respect for business people and thought more business people need to get into the executive branch of government. So that's why I'm a fan of him, even though, as a rule, I tend to vote Democratic.
Belmont backed Romney when he ran for governor in 2002, but it hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate in more than 30 years. Brett Wilson says he's breaking the pattern this year.
I'm voting for the candidate and for what he is speaking and what his values are and what his projected plan is for the country, not necessarily where he's from.
We found Wilson at Il Casale, a frequent dinner spot for Mitt Romney, who always orders the tagliatelle bolognese, pasta with meat sauce. These two Democrats were serving up a different view. They say a good governor doesn't translate to a good president.
He was our governor. I didn't vote for him myself, but he was our governor. I think people think he did a creditable job. But favorite son, I'd be surprised if he carried Massachusetts. I'd be shocked.
He's probably a very admirable person, but I think the politics that he has to deal with don't allow him to govern perhaps from his own principles. I think he's would have to govern from very conservative principles.
On this last day, residents of the town watch and wait to see if their neighbor will soon move to a bigger house, a White House in Washington, D.C. In Belmont, Massachusetts, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.